You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
June 17, 2021. How's that defunding police and pulling police out of areas working out, huh? What happens when you have some kind of violent startup? What do you need? You need police officers. Well, you're going to need more than that, apparently, in Minnesota. The Minnesota National Guard activated about 100 soldiers to get ready for a possible more civil unrest in Minneapolis. Demonstrations continue over a deputy-involved fatal shooting. That happened weeks ago. And the most recent death of a woman killed when a man rammed his SUV into a group of protesters blocking an intersection. So the National Guard says, yes, we have 100 troops ready at the request of the city of Minneapolis. They're not currently there, they say, but they're standing by and ready to move and roll in if you want us. And in the meantime, you got Senator Tim Scott, Republican South Carolina, say, when you continue to attack and defund police, all you do is lead to more violent crime. You see, that's not going to solve anything. It's going to make it worse for the people that need it the most. We know we have a crisis on the border. The Biden administration will not admit it. Harris still won't go down there. Now she's just doing it defiantly, just to say, I don't have to go, I'm not going to go, and you can't make me. Well, here's what Texas Governor Abbott is doing. He sent a letter to President Biden demanding the return of federal property, or rather property that is now federal government, that got seized along the Texas border by eminent domain, taking it from farmers and others along the area, saying we're going to need this to build a wall. And many of the farmers say, sure, by all means, let's do it. Well, now the governor says, the state of Texas wants that land back. Why? Well, because since the federal government is abdicating its responsibility to protect our nation and the state of Texas and its sovereignty, Texas Governor Abbott says we will build a border wall in our state because we care about fellow Texans and their safety. Now, you watch. When that happens, if it's going to be harder to get in across the border, the Rio Grande in Texas. Points of entry still include Arizona and, of course, California. Yeah, they can always go through there, right? In case you missed it, is a 7-2 ruling by the U.S. Supreme Court upholding the Obamacare law for a third time. They still did not get into the constitutionality. They just ruled that the 18 states that were challenging it had no legal standing to do so. And the Supreme Court, in case you also missed it, actually had a unanimous ruling, 9-0, in favor of a Catholic foster agency in a dispute against the city of Philadelphia, which wanted to cut the foster agency out of any of the foster programs because the Catholic Social Services Group would not include same-sex couples. All nine justices, all nine, sided with the Catholic Social Services. Senator Josh Hawley, Missouri, Republican, says that's a great ruling. Could go farther. We've been talking earlier, and we continue, about the threat from Russia and China. Russia in general and its incursion into Ukraine and elsewhere, and China building out its warships while the Biden-Harris is depleting ours. Make note of this. Three Chinese astronauts just arrived at the new space station, China's new space station. They want to control space. Watch what happens next. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, it's a simple yes or no question. Yes or no. An unborn baby at 15 weeks, is it a human being? Yes or no. The question was put in front of her. And you know what she did? Well, let me just say I'm a big supporter of Roe v. Wade. I'm a mother of five children, 6 years. I think I have some standing on this issue. representing a woman's right to choose. That was not the question. The question was, yes or no, is an unborn baby at 15 weeks a human being? And again, you talk about trying to hide things. We mentioned this the other day, Hunter Biden doing his artwork, going to be in a New York exhibition. He might be getting anywhere from $75,000 to $500,000 for his art. You know you had the question then, and now they're more and more raising issues about it that, is this a way to launder money, get some dollars to Biden, Hunter Biden, and a piece of useless art? Gonna have to keep a close watch on that story.
Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
If you have mold in your home, your family can get very sick. You need to call Wellington Environmental. Realtors, even hospitals and doctors call Wellington to solve mold issues. A Belleville homeowner discovered mold. Good thing he called Wellington. The mold is gone. And Wellington's new chemical process saved him $3,500. A university was facing some major mold issues. They called Wellington. Issue solved. The university saved $40,000. Wellington also helps research and test new products to deal with mold. Call 314-644-4930. 644-4930. A-rated by the BBB, Missouri and Illinois. Say you heard about Wellington on Larry Connors USA. Save $100 on any mold treatment or $50 on mold sampling. 644-4930. Be well with Wellington Environmental. I want you to know something special. John Beal Roofing constantly gives back to the community in so many ways, supporting more charities and good causes than any other local roofing company. Why? It's the right thing to do. Keep that in mind when you need a new roof, plus quality work at the lowest price, guaranteed. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF, 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Love and happiness. Wait a minute, something's going wrong. Someone's on the phone, 3 o'clock in the morning, yeah, talking about how she can make it right, yeah.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
We gave a very big stage to Russia, and we got nothing. We gave up something that was unbelievably valuable. I stopped the pipeline, Nord Stream, and that pipeline was stopped, and it was given back, and nothing was gotten for it. And it was it was another day. And performance art, you'll take a look at how various people performed, namely the two people. And, you know, you have to form your own judgments.
Well, let me do a follow-up on that.
I think it was a good day for Russia. I don't see what we got out of it.
I agree. Those are the words of former President Trump appearing on the Sean Hannity program last night. It was a good day for Russia, not so good for the U.S. of A. Biden had given everything away before he went in there. He already gave Russia the permission and our approval and our blessing to continue the Nord Stream pipeline, which will deliver oil into Germany direct from Russia. And, of course, also make more of the European Union dependent more so on Russia. That's not good for us. I mentioned in the preceding hour that Fred Flights, we often have on, got him scheduled for tomorrow to get into some other topics, but we'll cover this as well. He says, and again, Fred Flights, to remind you, he's the president of the Center for Security Policy, previously holding national security jobs with the CIA, the DIA, Department of Defense, so forth and so on. He said, any way you look at it, the Biden-Putin summit in Geneva was a net setback for American interest and the security of humankind. He said President Joe Biden said the meeting was good and positive. He read Putin apparently a laundry list of Russian transgressions. They did agree to hold new arms control talks, talks on cybersecurity, and to exchange ambassadors, put them back in place. But beyond that, what did we accomplish? Well, according to President Trump and also Biden, I'm sorry, with Fred Flights, not much of anything. In fact, we might have made things even worse. And, of course, you also had the state-controlled media throwing its two bits in. So let's listen to them to that extent. Let me read a quote from you from Morning Joe host Joe Scarborough, giving high marks to Biden for that meeting. High marks. I don't mean just saying that he did okay, held his own. He was saying that this Biden administration was, quote, pushing back on Russian aggression, contrasting with the previous administration. There they go again. Russian collusion. They're going to find a way to work that in any way they can. Because Trump never would have won without Russian collusion. Oh, yeah, we had 2.5 years supposedly investigating it. Nothing was found. And you are a conspiracy theorist if you still don't believe the results of the last election that Trump lost to Biden, but they're still allowed to say continually, there's Russian collusion, Trump never should have won. Here's what Joe Scarborough added. And this opening statement from him, I mean, I almost want to say, you don't have one. Don't worry about it. What am I speaking of? Well, here's what he said. I've been going back through my mind. Stop it right there. You might as well say I've been walking through a vacant warehouse. Anyway, he said, I've been going back through my mind. Maybe you can come up with a better week in American diplomacy overseas over the past 20 years, the 21st century. I've been trying to figure it out over the past 12 hours. I can't think of a more successful diplomatic trip of the 21st century than this one. Simply because we finally did the basics. We weren't going around talking about what wars we're starting or wars we were in. We were nailing down our special relationship, our G7 relationships, our NATO relationships, then going as a united free world to Vladimir Putin. Well, now again, that's Joe Scarborough's opinion. The Chinese Communist Party, they have an opinion about that meeting too, and they should, because at some point, they will be having meetings with Biden, right? What did they think? Knowing that at some point the Chinese dictator Xi Jinping will be meeting with Biden. The Chinese foreign ministry spokesman said, China always supports international efforts. We're ready to have a bilateral dialogue, relevant sides, mutual respect on equal footing on anything. But also said that when it came between the two meetings, they applauded the fact that there was such a meeting, but they were not thinking that Biden was good. They say Russia's too big, too powerful. The U.S. relationship with Russia, not a simple game. And then accuse the U.S. of lacking basic respect for Russia. And, of course, the Chinese don't really like Putin either. So they also called out Putin. Now, there was no joint news conference when it finished, if you recall. And the reason was, while Putin was ready to have a joint news conference, Biden was not. His staff had said, no, we're not going to do that. We don't want him on stage with Putin at the same time because it will probably expose how weak and effective and just lost Biden would be. So Biden held his own little news conference. He made his statements, talking about how good he was, how he told Russian Putin this and that and that, but did not once say that I got him to agree to anything. You know, he just said, I told him what's for. That's what he's telling us. And now if he did, I doubt he did it in the tone that he's suggesting he did. So then questions from the reporters. Well, here's what Biden has been doing in the past, and he did it again yesterday, and he does not think this shows how tightly his staff is controlling him. He is the puppet, and they've got the strings. Listen to this.
I'll take your questions, and as usual, folks, they gave me a list of the people I'm going to call on. So, Jonathan, Associated Press.
Well, I'd like to be Jonathan, Associated Press. You get first question. He said, they gave me, as usual, a list of the people I'm going to call on. We pointed that out previously. Then he goes down the list. And I want to know, and I haven't heard anybody ask this question, and damn well they should, do reporters have to submit their questions in advance? If they are, there goes the whole integrity of a news interview. You never give the exact question. You could more generic say, well, we're going to talk about Russia and your meeting with Putin. Well, that's all you need to know. Beyond that, I'll ask the question when you call on me. Well, then we just won't put you on the list, Larry. Obama's already told us about you, Larry. We're not going to do that. No, Biden did that. And at the same time, remember how many times Trump would just take questions from anyone, even knowing that they're going to try to assault him and try to mock him and make fun of him? So let's go again. Let's hear a little bit of clip of Donald Trump on what he thinks of the Biden-Putin summit.
We gave a very big stage to Russia, and we got nothing. We gave up something that was unbelievably valuable. I stopped the pipeline, Nord Stream, and that pipeline was stopped, and it was given back, and nothing was gotten for it.
That's right. If Biden wanted some kind of bargaining chip before he ever sat down with Putin, he should not have given the approval for that Nord Stream pipeline before the meeting. And they want to blame Trump for Russian collusion? And that's how he got into office? It almost looks like, does it not, that Biden was colluding with Russia because, we're going to go ahead and open up that pipeline, so let's have a meet after the G7 talks. Let's get together and have our own little summit. I've questioned previously. I know many of you have as well, and rightly so. Did Putin even agree to meet with Biden as a reward or given the green light on the pipeline to Germany? I'd like to ask a question. I'm standing in the crowd, President Biden. I'm out here. I want to ask a question. My hand is up. President Biden, pick me.
I'll take your questions. And as usual, folks, they gave me a list of the people I'm going to call on. So, Jonathan, Associated Press. I'll take your questions. And as usual, folks, they gave me a list of the people I'm going to call on. So, Jonathan, Associated Press. I'll take your questions. And as usual, folks, they gave me a list of the people I'm going to call on.
You're calling on them again? All right, yeah, we took the liberty of taking that 1 9-second bite and butting it together. But it didn't make any difference. That's exactly what he did. Went down the list that had been provided by his staff. And once before he had said, I got to stick to this list or my staff will get upset with me. If he cannot handle the American press, knowing that most of them are state-controlled media operatives, if he can't handle them in a candid fashion, do you really think he had anything of value in discussions with Putin? Again, here's Trump's perspective.
Performance art, you'll take a look at how various people performed, namely the two people, and, you have to form your own judgments.
Well, let me do a follow-up on that.
I think it was a good day for Russia. I don't see what we got out of it.
Don't see what we got out of it. I certainly agree. Oh, by the way, Biden did get upset at a CNN reporter, Caitlin Collins, at that press conference. She was asking, as Biden began leaving the summit, how confident are you that Putin will change his behavior? Biden snapped back. I'm not confident he will change his behavior. What the hell? What do you all do all the time? When did I say I was confident? Whoa. I guess she wasn't on the list, and that was a question just kind of thrown at him. But Collins replied that Biden had said he had known in 3 to 6 months whether the meeting was a success later on. And she noted that Putin's behavior did not change after the meeting, with Biden saying, how does that account to a constructive meeting as President Putin framed it? And Biden's answer was, if you don't understand that, you're in the wrong business. And then when he got to Air Force One, he stopped to clarify his answer and expressed regret. He said, I owe my last questioner an apology. I shouldn't have been such a wise guy with the last answer I gave. But he said, I obviously was frustrated when asked to clarify his answer. And then he added this, as if this is news to those of us who have watched the previous mainstream media kiss up to the progressive left and attack Trump and conservatives, and now the state-controlled media that does exactly the same thing, only now with the blessings of the White House and the members of Congress. Biden said this. Stand back. You know how big this is going to get. This is a pretty big statement from Biden, as if suddenly a light came on in him. He said, to be a good reporter, you have to be negative. You never ask a positive question. He just rewrote the entire textbook on journalism right there. He has no concept of what it takes, nor does anyone else in that administration, what constitutes ethical and good journalism. And neither do many of those that are covering them. Coming up, building a wall on Texas. To hell with Biden and the administration.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
I think one of the important things we have to do going forward is to look at the system that has allowed this illegal immigration to happen, especially the use of the cartels. But also, we've got to understand the constitutional crisis of having a federal government that has abdicated their entire role and responsibility to protect the sovereignty of Texas.
To protect the sovereignty of Texas, on point. The words of Lieutenant Colonel Alan West. He's praising Governor Abbott of Texas for saying, we have a crisis. The federal government's not doing its job. We will do it ourselves. West is the Texas GOP chairman, and he is glad that Governor Abbott's going to go ahead and build a wall anyway. But as he also added, in going forward, we got to look at what's allowed this illegal immigration to happen? And he knows the answer. He knows it's Biden, Harris, and all of that. And he knows that. And he said, and it's also allowed the use of the cartels. But he said, we have a constitutional crisis. Aside from the fact that the Biden-Harris administration doesn't want to recognize a crisis at the border at all, there is a constitutional crisis. The role of the federal government is to protect the sovereignty of U.S. citizens, and certainly the sovereignty of states along that border, and those citizens. And it has, as Colonel West said, abdicated their position. So in response, Texas Governor Abbott sent a letter to President Biden demanding the return of any border property seized by the federal government in the beginning to build a wall. The letter states, I write now to demand that you immediately return to Texans any land taken by the federal government but not used for building a border wall. He said the federal government used condemnation powers to take property from Texans for that purpose. Once you took office, on my Biden, your administration made clear the federal government is not going to move forward with building the border wall at this time. And then in a press conference, he said Texas is going to build a border wall in our own state because we care about fellow Texans and their safety. They said, we're ready to build our own border wall. They said, when we will begin looking at using first state property and then donated private property, we will visit with Texans whose land was taken by the feds, determine if they will allow the state of Texas to build a wall on their land. And you can bet your dollar they will. because they've been having to deal with these thousands and thousands coming across at all times of hours, sometimes breaking into houses or farms and stealing, or sometimes just crashing and trying to get some rest. And, of course, in the midst of it, there's also drug trafficking, children being trafficked, much less the sexual abuse that they have to go through, and the women on the journey as the cartels bring them here. So that's good. They're going to step up and do it. And again, Lieutenant Colonel Alan West says, yeah, that's a good thing. We have to do it. It's been 6 months, a lot of Texans suffering because of all these illegal immigrants coming across. But he said there's more that we need to do.
Building a border wall is just part of what needs to happen. We need to have a full mobilization of our National Guard, Texas National Guard, down along that border so that they can secure these infiltration routes and they can interdict the crossings that we see coming from these cartels and the flow of drugs and persons as well. But I think more importantly, we've got to go at the heart of the matter, and that's the financing, where the money that is involved in this. And so we need to start looking at how do we tax remittances that are going back from illegal immigrants into Mexico. How do we make sure that we go after the banks that are laundering money of these cartels? And we've got to go after these stash houses here.
Good point. We got to start checking all that money how it's being laundered back and forth. And the banks that are involved. Do you expect the Biden-Harris administration to do anything along that line? No. Don't forget that Harris at one time was the Attorney General of California, and she was more than willing to be running as the Attorney General of a state that basically would turn its back on any federal law involving illegals. That was her duty, and yet she would turn her back on it. Coming up, the woke cancel culture goes after Rita Moreno. Now, many of you may not know her, but those of you who do know that her real breakout role was West Side Story. What she said is now causing her some backlash.
You can email Larry at LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com.
I'm sure many of you do enjoy entertaining guests. I mean, it's your nature to be hospitable, but we all draw the line at unwelcome guests. You know, those that come in tramping around, oh, they're 6 feet, 8 feet, more. And when that happens, you do not want to delay. Call Rottler Pest Solutions immediately. Now, I started using Rottler more than 30 years ago because I wanted professionals. Rottler knows what is needed, and at the same time, will make sure that your family and pets are safe. Rottler's still family-owned and operated for 3 generations, protecting homes and businesses. 3 generations. That's impressive. So when you want to safely, expertly get rid of ants, spiders, and other critters, call Rottler Pest Solutions, 877-ROTTLER. Or you can check their website, rottler.com. 877-ROTTLER, 877-ROTTLER. Rottler Pest Solutions, rottler.com.
Mustang Sally, guess you better slow that Mustang down.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
The sunlight streaming and the natives steaming. I like the island Manhattan.
I know you don't
smoke your pipe and put that in.
I like to be in America. Okay, by me in America. Everything free in America.
For a small fee in America.
Well, that's a clip of West Side Story, the musical. Music by Leonard Bernstein. And they say inspired by William Shakespeare's play, Romeo and Juliet. It's set in the mid-50s, the Upper West Side of New York City, then a multiracial, blue-collar neighborhood. And then they had the rivalry between the Jets and the Sharks. They were two teenage street gangs, different ethnic backgrounds. The Sharks from Puerto Rico. The Jets, a white gang. In that clip you just heard, Rita Moreno is singing about she's done with Puerto Rico. She likes the island of Manhattan better because in Puerto Rico, it's always hot. You got hurricanes. The population's exploding. So she loves being in Manhattan. And, of course, it started, as I say, as a 57 Broadway production and then later moved on to a movie. Rita Moreno, Academy Award winner, 89 years of age now, is taking flack for something she said the other day. It started when the cancel culture went after Lin-Manuel Miranda. He has a movie titled In the Heights, and the left-wing cancel mob claims that he resorted to colorism by marginalizing Afro-Latinos. In fact, film critic Robert Daniels, who's written for Roger Ebert and the LA Times, said he was totally disappointed with Moreno when she started coming to the defense of Lin-Manuel Miranda. So she was on the set with Stephen Colbert after some of this stuff began to boil and accuse Miranda of colorism by marginalizing Afro-Latinos. And she said, let's address this right here. Just listen.
Can we talk for a second about that criticism about Lin-Manuel? That really upsets me.
Oh, yeah. For the people who don't, for the people who don't know, your friend and ours, Lin-Manuel Miranda, has been
He also co-produced my documentary. Yeah.
There's been some criticism for the lack of Afro-Latino people in the Heights, the movie adaptation of his play.
I mean, it's like what do you make
of that?
You can never do right. It seems this is the man who literally has brought Latino-ness and Puerto Rican-ness to America. I couldn't do it. I mean, I would love to say I did, but I couldn't. Lin-Manuel has done that really single-handedly, and I'm thrilled to pieces, and I'm proud that he produced my documentary.
And there's a tie you obviously need to have for the perspective. She is defending him because he's producing her documentary, but she goes on, and you'll hear it here in a moment, as to explain why and try to get past the cancel mob. As she said, and she said it exactly as many have said or thought it, but maybe they're afraid to speak out. She said, you can never do right. You know, you try your best. I'm trying to be aware. I'm trying to make sure I do things. And one little slip, and if you are viewed by the woke cancel culture as an opponent and someone who needs to be dismissed, they'll come at you. Now, Rita Moreno, 89 years of age, she's speaking her mind, and she's just simply trying to say, the guy didn't mean anything by what you're trying to come up with. Well, she's under fire anyway. Because as some of the folks began to speak about West Side Story, they were pointing out that, you know, in that movie, for her Oscar-winning role, she darkened her skin. And she's now being accused of harboring prejudice against dark-skinned Latinos and having white adjacency supremacy. What the hell is that? It's just another woke cancel culture term they can use and throw around as if this defines everything. It's a constant effort to push, push, push. And as she said, you're never going to get it right. Well, Stephen Colbert is not really conservative, more liberal by far, and he's got mostly a liberal audience. He let Jon Stewart, as they returned to their studios the other night for the first time in a year. He had Jon Stewart. Let Jon Stewart kind of do a full-blown blasting of Dr. Fake, although he didn't call him that. But basically, the Wuhan lab was the reason for the virus coming out. Where he never would have been able to say that a year ago without being condemned. But it's all fun. His joke is, you know, it's Jon Stewart just having some fun. And Colbert kind of played back a little bit. He tried to push back a little bit, but basically, Jon Stewart wouldn't have any of it. Say, what was the name of the lab? What's the name of the virus? That should tell you everything. Well, last night, in dealing with Rita Moreno, or the other night, I should say, he thought, I guess I better put my foot down to say, you know, maybe you don't understand. Here, listen to this exchange.
Are you saying that while you may understand where people's concerns come from, that perhaps it's misplaced in criticizing him in this?
Well, I'm simply saying, can't you just wait a while and leave it alone? There's a lot of people who are Puerto Rican, who are also from Guatemala, who are dark and who are also fair. We are all colors in Puerto Rico. Mm-hmm. And this is how it is. And it would be so nice if they hadn't come up with that and left it alone just for now. I mean, they're really attacking the wrong person.
Yeah. And then they went on the attack against Rita Moreno. Let me go back to that film reviewer I was telling you about, Robert Daniels, who has written for various publications, L.A. Times and RogerEbert.com. He said, I'm totally disappointed with Rita Moreno. He's talking about when she said, I'm simply saying, can't you just wait a while and leave it alone? He said, that is such a damning quote. And then you got another journalist with an independent wire implying that Moreno is a hypocrite due to her role in the West Side Story because of exactly what I told you. She added it as a hashtag, or he did rather, as a hashtag fun fact. Rita Moreno's skin was darkened for her role as Anita in the 1961 adaptation of West Side Story, which launched her career with an Oscar win, although she didn't have a say in the matter. But clearly for black Latinx in Hollywood, quote, wait a while is still so 1960s. Then you got another critic, with an editor of some, what's this called, fangirlish. Does that sound sexist, fangirlish? Surprised they're able to use that. Anyway, this critic said, Rita Moreno opened her mouth. Said disappointing, but not actually surprised. Because having her, of all people, dismiss the colorism problem in the Latin community basically shows how deep it runs. And CNN political analyst Natasha said that Moreno was helping preserve the status quo. And said that Colbert even tried to throw her a line, but she doubled down instead. Her point was that people even of one nation come in different shades. There are various shades of white people. I'm sure you know that. There are various shades of American Indians. There are various shades of India, Pakistan members. This is what we come down to again. We're going to judge everything on the color of skin. The 1960s was a different time, clearly. I mean, if you did something like that now, a white gang against a Puerto Rican gang, well, you can figure how that plot would go. Because by the time they get the police in, obviously, all the Puerto Ricans would have been slaughtered by police, and the whites would be opening up beer cans and shouting Heil Hitler and prancing around like the Proud Boys. We were evolving. I thought we were evolving. I'm beginning to think that some species of prehistoric fish are doing a better job of evolving than we are as a nation and are a people. In our process with evolution, somebody's got to pay a price. And if you're not evolving the way they want you to evolve, you're going to pay a bigger price. 89 years of age, Rita Moreno, making a statement, and they could not wait to jump on her because that gives them some extra points. So coming up, a day of a technical disaster for this program, and yet Quentin helped me pull it off, I think. And I want to share some comments I got from our fans. Oh, yeah, we have some. Stand by, please.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
When I was 3, drove 100,000 miles on my knees. Hauled marbles and rocks and thought twice before. I hauled a Barbie doll bed for the girl next door. She tried to pay me with a kiss and I began to understand there's something women like about a pickup man.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
I'll take your questions, and as usual, folks, they gave me a list of the people I'm going to call on. So, Jonathan, Associated Press. I'll take your questions, and as usual, folks, they gave me a list.
There he goes again.
People I'm going to call on.
Now, he didn't say that three times. We put it all together, but he did acknowledge, President Joe Biden did acknowledge, after his meeting with Russian President Putin, that I'm going to take your questions, but as usual, folks, they gave me a list of the people I'm going to call on. In other words, he doesn't call on anyone that has not been approved by the White House staff. No, you're not going to be called on. You're not going to. And if you're lucky, depending on where you are on the list, you might actually get to ask a question. And I still want to know. I want to know, and I'm waiting for somebody at that level to ask the question, if they dare, or at least come forward and state it. Do they have to submit their questions in advance? Is that how they get on the list, depending on your question? In other words, we're not just talking about state-controlled media being managed as to how they report it, but being managed even if you're talking to the president. You can only ask certain things. Otherwise, you don't get on the list. You don't make the list. After 50-plus years in the business of electronic journalism, that burns me every time I hear it. There were numerous times where we had a difficult interview set up, and maybe the party did not want to be interviewed, and sometimes we had to do the old so-called ambush journalism, catch them as they come out of their house where they're not going to sit down with us, so we resort to that. After offering them repeated opportunities to come sit down, and then in the cases where they did sit down, sometimes they were telling us, well, I don't want to be asked that question. Well, we're not going to take instruction from you as to what we can or can't ask. In some cases, they'd say, we're not going to even sit down and do an interview if you don't give us the questions in advance. To say we don't do that, that would ruin the integrity of the interview. We give you the general topic of where we're going with it. No, we want exact questions. All right, if we have to play that game, you're not going to like that part of the story either. Because we'll do it, we'll ask those questions, then point out we had to submit these questions in advance to even have them do it. That doesn't make them look good either, does it? And I remember one encounter with a state legislator, and I was going to interview, and he knew it was an embarrassing situation. I can't even recall what it is right now, but it was not going to be good for him, his career, or anything else. And he said, you're going to ask me about whatever it was? I said, well, I have several questions, because I knew if I told him yes, he wasn't going to answer. Okay, so I asked some real softball questions, and then I threw that one in. I got a stare from the man like I was a sheep-killing dog as he turned on his heel, one of his boots, and stomped away. So today we had a real technical glitch at the beginning. I first took note of it. I think Boots on the Ground Andrew called my attention to it, or at least one of the emails I finally saw. He said, your website, LarryConnorsUSA.com, is down. We can't get anything. And I said, well, I'm going to start checking right now. I went right to GoDaddy to figure out what's going on here, guys. Andrew Lacey, think it's possible the World Health Organization took China at their word that the virus originated in the wet market using the following logic? The last thing we need in the world to shut down with everyone knowing it's China's fault? In other words, do you think they might have been involved? Well, of course, I even put up a posting for many and said, look, we are having this problem. I don't know what it is. We're going to try to resolve it. For some reason, it was shut down. Well, I had to then update again and say the issues were at the server's end, and they had not updated my account like they were supposed to, and so they closed it down. And I thanked everyone for letting me know and being such great fans and following. And I got several comments back I want to share with you real quick. They either went to my radio page or the personal page. One of them saying, no problem, as we're dealing with the issue. Another one said, Edward said, Larry, keep the liberals honest. Still another one said, hopeless case. And then here's one I'll share with you real quick. And that is, Larry, you are my new Rush Limbaugh. You have talent on loan from God. Well, my answer was, I'm honored by your praise. We are picking up more and more listeners like you. KMOX has turned its back on Rush listeners. 25 years of audience built for them. They're doing something entirely different. Sure, operation, they can do what they want. And there's some great, fine people over there. I'm not knocking them at all. I'm just saying that the listeners aren't getting what they want. And there will never be another Rush. But I will say it is true. My talent is from God. I have been blessed. And I will shout that from every mountaintop. The fact that I'm here and I have this program, I've been blessed. And I'm blessed by you following this program. And I'm blessed by you telling others that we're on the air and we are available. So anybody you know that used to listen to Rush and they're thinking, what am I going to listen to now? It's Larry Connors USA. Check out the website. It's working. LarryConnorsUSA.com. Larry Connors USA Facebook. Check out our YouTube segments. Larry Connors USA YouTube. Glad to have you. Glad to have you share our message with others. And the audience is growing rapidly. And I truly appreciate it. Remember our pledge, one nation under God.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Thank you for listening to Larry Connors USA. Please listen to previous and future podcasts.